All eyes are set on the 27th UN Climate Change Conference held in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. Decision makers from across the globe gather for this conference in Egypt from 6 to 18 November. For observers, COP27 will show if countries successfully delivered on the Glasgow Climate Pact, if those commitments will be turned into action. COP27 is seen as an African COP with key priority relating to the continent's challenges and opportunities as loss and damage, climate adaptation and finance for emerging and developing markets. Expectations are high for developing countries to deliver more ambitious NDCs and also to push a finance mechanism for loss and damage. Radio Era Environment looked back to these challenges faced by an African country in the Sahel, in Niger. Listen to what Sunny Ayuba, Executive Director of Young Volunteer for the Environment, explained on the sideline of the last negotiations in Bonn.
So it's a pleasure for me to be here also to share some aspect of loss and damage associated with desertification and land degradation in Niger. Niger is part of West Africa and part of Sahel region also. Next slide, please. When it comes to highlight the climate threat in the sector in Niger, we will see that the climate change impacted the main sector as agriculture, livestock, forestry, and the water resource also. And in Niger, we have like the half part of the country that is facing to the desertification issue. And every year, we lost more than 300,000 hectares of land due to degradation. And this has also significant effect on food and nutritional security throughout the decline in agro-silvopastoral and fishery production, because the main activities in Niger are based on agriculture and animal husbandry. And the climate impacts also have a kind of movement, try to lead the movement for migration displacement of the community at the country level. So when it's come to talk for the next slide, please, for loss and damage, we try to see how this impacted like the 3 points, the food system, the health and social cultural impact, and the human mobility also. We have several issues on the food system because the loss and damage include temporary or permanent food insecurity. In the past, it's like every 10 years that we are facing this issue. Now it's every year that the country and the communities are facing to this food insecurity. We have the loss of agricultural land and the land fertility. We have this over-exploitation of the natural resources. Even we don't have enough, but it's over-exploited. We have this resurgence of climate-sensitive disease. Every year we have this malaria that have a serious impact on children and women health. We have also, in terms of health and socio-cultural impact, the loss of culture and ways of life. And now we have this women displacement, the migration, and of course we have several conflicts related to access of natural resources, because we have these pastoral communities and the farmer communities that every year they are facing with some challenges due to the climate change impact and loss and damage. The next slide, please. So our organization as a young volunteer for environment try to build resilience and addressing risk throughout these four key points. The first point is the resilience to a multi-stakeholder engagement. We try to involve young people, the vulnerable communities, and some CSOs to try to deal with the issue and have like a common synergy together. And it's very important also, the second point, the climate and disaster risk transfer. It's very important to see how the risk can inform the development and how we can have this finance option, like the climate insurance at country or community level. It's very important for us to see how we can develop this kind of innovative solution. And also third point is like the risk management, that we try to have some evidence and research to scaling up some good practice, because the community have experiences to deal with that. So how we can improve or how we can scale up the good practice that we have coming from the ground. think it's very important also to have this integrated approach and the synergy between the processes. A month ago, last month, we were in Côte d'Ivoire for the UNCCD conferences. It's very important to see the kind of linkage between UNDRR, UNCCD, UNFCCC, and the SDG, all this process, and how we can have also the integrated approach between stakeholders. It's very important for us to see as young and women-led organization how to have this. The next slide. And according to the recent study made by IOM in Niger, we taken part of this study. It's very important to see in terms of household, like 51% of the household relieved that a family member was forced to migrate due to climate change or environmental degradation. So at the country level, every year we are facing to this kind of displacement of the community. Some people that leave their village to go to urban area or to cross the country and go to desert or other side of the country because of the loss and also the degradation of their agricultural land. And other point is like 45% of internal migrants that we have would like to return to their places of origin if they had the opportunity to develop climate resilient socio-economic activities there. But people don't have the choice, so they move. But they reaffirm that if they have a kind of opportunity to build more resilience, they can go back to their main home. Next slide, please. We have like a kind of activities with Sleek Contrast and the Africa Youth Initiative on Climate Change is like a kind of youth movement. The chapter in Niger, we try to conduct the climate and the human mobility activities that try to engage several stakeholders, and also we have some case studies and try to identify some key points for integration of climate and this migration into climate policy. Like we are actually in the process of developing our adaptation action plan. So we try to see which kind of entry point can we have to put the climate and this migration inside. And also we try to develop a kind of perspective on livelihood entrepreneurship support for migrant communities through our Ethical X Hub. So that can help young people and the migrants also to have this kind of opportunities to try to build resilience at the community level and maybe to be more resilient when it comes to be face to hazard or some risk. Thank you very much.